live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
9/11 live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. You know, we have a legend in studio, and I'm not talking about Dave Innit. Chet Kopic, sexy as ever.
My gosh, you're far too flattering.
Nice to see you, my friend.
Hey, great to see you. You are pumped up. I mean, be honest. I mean, bring it to us.
That's what I'm talking about.
You're pumped up about roller derby week.
I was talking to you off the air about this. Kids, I'm going to take you back to a time called the 70s before dinosaurs roamed the earth. And you couldn't see pretty girls in short shorts very often and almost never on TV. But you could if you watched roller derby. Mm-hmm. You know, and as an 11 or 12-year-old boy, that was a big deal. It was a very big deal.
Well, we were heavy on testosterone. We were heavy on showmanship. As a matter of fact, Steve, I want you to go to YouTube today and type in Chet Kopic roller derby, and you'll see
how do you know I haven't done that already?
Yeah, you no.
No, I haven't actually.
You're far too busy.
That's true. That's true.
You're worried about getting down.
But you did this when? What year?
I did this in 72, 73, 74. In 73, I was on the road with the Derby 310 days. I was also the advance man.
I love this.
And had a ball. Loved every day of it. Was paid $600 a game to broadcast.
We were on a big money then.
It was.
Big money.
We were on a 275-station network.
Yeah.
And,
I have no question. I was watching you. I just didn't know it at the time.
Well, you know, what I'm making reference to is there's an interview on YouTube of me with the legendary blonde Amazon, Joni Weston.
Is this it, Chet? Pulled it up.
That's it right there, Dave. And believe me, I mean, after you watch it, your life will never be the same.
By the way, Chet had the short satin shorts on as well.
Yeah. I'm actually wearing my crushed velvet burgundy jacket.
Yeah.
Which I'm telling you, looks like something that the stylistics should be wearing.
Yeah, without a doubt.
You got to see the hair. Socks. The hair, too, Chet.
And the what?
With tube socks.
Tube socks, yeah. The girls all had tube socks.
Well, you know, Dave, when I wasn't doing derby, I used to wear a headband. I mean, I was big on Voodoo Child. And wow. Are you experienced?
Well, for those of you on Michigan Avenue, if you see the brick house statue, Chet comes from the school of, if you offer me a job and I don't know how to do it, I'll figure out how to do it, and I'll go out there and do it. So take me back to then. How did you score points in roller derby?
Well, you had jammers.
Uh-huh. We have a couple here.
Steve, actually, to this day, I don't know how you score points.
right. I was going to see if you remember. Because you had to pass,
it was
right?
It was kind of a funny situation. Jerry Seltzer, the roller derby promoter, had to have some guy in Chicago because Walt Harris, his primary announcer, who was brilliant.
And we should say roller derby invented here, right?
Invented here in the mid-1930s. And Sunday at 12:30 at Coliseum Park, we're going to have a big birthday celebration. The public is invited. There is no charge. But I'm working at WFLD as the worst staff announcer you ever heard in your mm-hmm. life. Available at Walgreens, Riberty, and other fine stores. Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. Dick Miller, Jerry Fields went to bat for me. Jerry Seltzer had to have an announcer. He gave the job to me. And I did it for 3 years and, you know, did live events out of Madison Square Garden, the Philly Spectrum, the Olympia in Detroit, Kiel Auditorium in St. Louis. And, Steve, I wouldn't trade those days for anything. Like most of us of that age, I kept my bills in a sock.
Yeah, do you know about GLOW, this new TV series?
I do.
GLOW with
I'm
Mark
intrigued
Maron.
By it.
Yeah, Mark Maron, wrestling and roller derby.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's a big hit.
Well, the big difference now between derby today and derby of my era, mm-hmm. 72.
Less violence?
We were, oh no. Well, yeah. Yeah. We were about showmanship. We were about having some very, very attractive young ladies.
Yeah.
A girl like Sherry Eric, for example, was one of our sex symbols, if you will. Today, these kids are bona fide athletes. Mm-hmm. When they hit, it's for
totally
real.
Totally
They're not insured. They do it in the name of love, and they do it because, to be quite frank, I think they're half nuts.
Well, let's go through and meet some folks here. We got Daryl Decker here, a.k.a. Orange Whip. Daryl's a blocker. Elizabeth Perez is here, the Cuban Miss L. She's a jammer.
Yeah.
And Sofia Hernandez plays on the junior and senior team. How can you be a junior and a senior?
There are two different rule sets that roller derby is primarily played by.
Okay.
And one of them that the Chicago Red Hots plays by
okay.
is 14 and up. And then I play by the Junior Roller Derby Association rules, which is international. And that is 8 to 17-year-olds.
How about that? Look at this.
So cool. I like the names, too. Your names are awesome.
There are now almost 2,000 roller derby leagues.
Oh. Is that right?
Around the world, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, we were a grand total of four teams back in 1972.
What's the other country outside of America where it's biggest? Probably South America.
I'm going to take a wild guess.
Where?
Australia.
I'm going to take a wild guess. North Korea.
No. That's a different kind of jamming.
Fire and Fury was a different name.
Orange Whip is here. Explain something to me. This is a co-ed team?
So I play on several different teams. I play on a men's team. I play on a co-ed team. I pretty much love derby, and I'll play derby anytime.
But how do
you play
on a co-ed team? Because what happens if you throw an elbow and you know, a female's behind you?
Well, I mean, this doesn't make very good radio, but, you know, between Elizabeth and I, there's a 130-pound difference. And I play as a blocker, and my job is primarily to get in her way. But she's so fast and jukey that, you know, I'm slow that I'm going to try to hit her, and she's just going to run around me. So
yeah, and can you do the move where you go, like, if somebody's tall enough, shoot between their legs, that whole thing?
Technically, yes.
Yeah.
Technically. But it's not really a safe move to do. But, yeah, I play against guys that are twice my age,
my
size.
Pull that mic towards you for a second, and you
Sorry
explain to me how the scoring goes on.
So the way the scoring works is every time...
This is the Cuban missile.
Every time a jammer, so every time I pass an opposing blocker, like Orange Whip, I get 1 point.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
A grand slam would be passing everyone on the opposing team.
Okay. And the grand slam's the toughest thing because you've got a lot of people in your way. I try to do it on the Eisenhower. How long have you been doing this?
I started when I moved to Chicago about 4 or 5 years ago. I didn't even know how to skate when I started.
Yeah, and now you're skating in the green room.
they skated over.
You ever been hurt?
Oh, yes, I've definitely been hurt. I want to say my worst injury was popping my eardrum.
Ooh.
Wow.
Not what you'd expect.
Good times.
Yeah, I got shouldered right in the eardrum.
Sure,
and I just,
that'll hurt.
The air just rushed in, sounded like a car horn. And
Chet, I remember the teams wearing these helmets that looked like they had no purpose whatsoever. You know, these little, like these German motorcycle helmets
exactly.
That just barely sat on top of their head.
Yeah. Well, if you had a plain helmet, you were a blocker. If you had... As I recall, a black helmet, you were a pivot skater, mm-hmm. and then the jammers had stripes. And the jammers, Steve, were what it was all about, because with derby during that era, we really weren't selling teams per se. We were selling heat between Joan Weston and Ann Calvello,
sure.
Charlie O'Connell and Bill Grohl and that type of thing. And again, these people were great athletes, prolific athletes. And Weston at that time was making about $75,000 a year, which in 1972...
It's big money.
That would translate today to what? Maybe $400,000?
Yeah.
Ask Andy. He's got more dough than all of us.
Yeah, there's no question about
all
it.
All right.
Before we replug the event this weekend, we want you all to go to in the leagues itself and where you can see it here in Chicago. Andrea, jump in.
I think Orange Whip, the only thing you'd have to worry about in some of the guys on the team are the speed of the girls. They might be the recipient of a direct hit. Yeah. So my question is, what kind of hits are legal and which are illegal?
Go ahead, Whip. Grab that mic.
So primarily, you can't hit in the head, and you can't hit below the knees, and you can't hit directly in the back. Those are roughly the places where you can't hit.
But everything else is legal.
Really? May we ask about the bus line, which is what we're all inferring?
No, I was actually referring to the male line.
Yeah, the male bus line.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
A little lower than that.
You're not allowed to hit there, technically, but it happens.
Okay, I was just curious. Yeah.
All right, now who's going to plug this? Because we're going to run out of time quickly here. You got the event?
Yeah, totally. Next week is World Roller Derby Week. It kicks off this Sunday. We're celebrating Roller Derby's 82nd birthday. And then the following Saturday, on the 19th, we're having Time Hop, which is going to be a feature showcase of the past, present, and future roller derby. Orange Whip and I, Sophia as well, we're all going to be skating in a sort of throwback game featuring the 1970s rule set, and then right afterwards is going to be a game featuring the top junior skaters from across the Midwest.
Well, it's going to be a fun job.
Yeah. You can learn more about it at worldrollerderbyweek.com.
Nicely done by you. And Chet will be there for the big party?
Absolutely, Steve. Wouldn't miss it.
That's at Chet Cutler.
I guarantee you this will be more fun. This is a reach, but it'll be more fun than Jay Cutler.
And by the way, Sophia, the rest of your friends are on Snapchat. You're out there mixing it up. So I'm impressed with you. You're very impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah, but stay safe.
I will.
Right.
I will. Roller derby is not as dangerous as everyone thinks that it is.
You have to be good, though. You got to be an athlete. You know how to get out of the way and stuff.
Yes.
All right, sure. Good. Pay attention to Cuban Missile. She seems all right by me. Yeah, sounds like a good coach. Chester, you're always welcome here. You know that.
Thank you, my good friend. Take good care. And Dave, et al., this is the only radio station I ever wanted to work for.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
And you guys, wouldn't give me the time of day.
When a man named Orange Whip is here, we have priorities. good to see you guys, and good luck. Website one more time is?
WorldRollerDerbyWeek.com.
Nice job, and happy birthday to a great Chicago story right there.